This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Happy freaking New Year.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston, and here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:44 a.m.
Greg, you are absolutely correct. Just because something is shaped like a muffin does not mean that it's actually a muffin. After all, you're not a pear, even if you are shaped like one.
End of message.
I got to tell you something. That picture that I Instagrammed yesterday of me and you.
Oh, boy.
A lot of smokes telling me I look good in the new year.
Well, you're standing next to me.
No. That might be part of it.
That makes you look like Brad Pitt.
I love your honesty.
A lot of ladies.
That's why I'm in radio, buddy.
A lot of ladies like the blue shirt that I had on yesterday. They said it brought out the blue in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. For God's sake. What do they want from you? Tickets? Huh?
And that one erect nipple.
Who cares what they want? Yeah, they like the one.
LB nips.
They like the one erect nipple.
Yeah.
And they said I look pretty good.
Maybe you should do the lingerie cleaning service.
Maybe I should.
Greg will come to your house and vacuum in a Speedo.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
But thank you, Smokes. Those of you who are Smokes.
Smokes.
Those of you who follow me on Instagram, Smokes, I thank you. Thank you for the compliments. Keep them coming.
Tuesday, 7:47 a.m.
Hi, Spaz. It's Greg. Just calling to see if you'd like your job back on your morning show. Okay, okay.
JFK.
There it is. JFK.
Spaz is the only person who's not back. Everybody else has been asked to come back except for Spaz.
Tuesday, 7:59 a.m.
So Mike Shue is back on the morning show, eh? Sounds like intercom was a little worried he wouldn't show up. Now the pot is legal.
End of message.
Is it legal? I mean, they keep changing things.
Yes, it is, Greg. It's legal to possess up to an ounce on your person or 10 ounces in your home and to even grow 6 plants per adult in your house.
Up to 12.
But you can't sell it anywhere.
Right.
You have to get it as a gift.
That's illegal.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, have you been smoking more or less?
I've been smoking none.
Oh,
the holidays are too crazy.
All right.
I'm not one of those people that likes to. I used to be, but you just get high for everything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get high. I'm going to, you know, do my taxes. I'm going to get high and go to the mall or whatever. No. I'd like to get high, sit on the couch, watch TV, eat a whole box of Mrs. T's pierogies.
And that's it.
A whole pizza. That's my kind of like getting stoned.
See the dude out in Cali that changed the Hollywood sign into Hollyweed?
Yes.
Genius.
Tuesday, 9:50 a.m.
You know there was a three-way bet to see who was going to have the worst performance of 2016. Ronda Rousey was in a room saying, I just had the worst performance of 2016. In come the Cleveland Browns saying that they had the worst performance of 2016. And then in comes the diva, Mariah Carey, and says, hold my beer, I got this. I'll beat you all.
Nice.
End of message.
Were the Browns, I saw a story, they were selling tickets for $1?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sold a few too. It was like 10 or 20 or whatever.
Let's go get drunk. Let's go get drunk at the stadium. Only cost us a buck.
You know what? That's in our future. I mean, when the goat is gone, I hate to even say those
They're
words.
They're going to go down to $1.
But can you imagine?
Are you still going to be around, Greg, like you were in the old days when they sucked?
I was around in the old days when they sucked.
He was there in the
Schaefer
beginning.
Stadium.
I believe I believe that that has been well documented.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you, Robert.
You got to have faith in the Kraft family, Jonathan.
Listen.
So when the goat goes bye-bye and becomes part of the Patriots front office.
They don't get another goat, though. There's only one goat.
I don't know. If the goat keeps going like he's going, then I think a young Breece Hill will step in when the goat twists his ankle.
He's a wide receiver.
Safety, yeah.
That's a great position for him, safety.
I don't like to talk about these kind of things, but Central Mass coaches poll. Chosen as an all-star.
Excuse you.
Wow. As a junior.
Let the endorsements roll right in.
Thank you.
I don't think as an amateur you can take endorsements, but
that's
daddy,
not what I hear.
Daddy can.
Daddy can.
Tuesday, 3:20 p.m.
Hey, Greg. Welcome back, by the way. I'm listening to the Maddie and Nick show right now, episode one, season one. And then I was wondering, I'm like, does Greg Hill even have a recording of episode one, season one of the Hillman Morning Show? Oh. You should share it with us.
End of message.
I do have some old stuff, but it's on cassette tape. I don't think we can even play it in here.
We have a cassette tape, but it's broken and has been since I was working here.
Right.
Maybe someday. Bring them in and play
some.
Yeah,
we should definitely try and do
play
that.
Some old stuff.
Stick a pencil in there and roll it up to the leader, pass the leader, and crank that baby up in some Dolby. You betcha.
Dolby surround sound.
This is the first Hillman Morning Show.
Millennials, no idea. What's Dolby?
5:26 a.m.
Oh, my God. It's going to snow on Friday. Honey, get the car. We're going to the Walmart. We need bread, milk, and eggs. I need to make enough French toast to get me through the weekend.
End of message.
Oh, French toast.
That's good thinking. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of French toast. Do you like French toast?
French toast with...
has to be well done, though.
Yes.
I don't like it when it's soggy and not, like, in the middle it's soggy. It's got to be cooked
all the
way through.
Can't be too
eggy. Well, that's why you use the big.
Right.
You use the thick pieces of bread.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing? Challah bread.
French toast.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Challah back.
Challah.
I made some over the break, which came out really well. So I'm planning on some challah French toast. Challah bread pudding.
Challah bread pudding is excellent. Yes. It's the only kind I'll eat.
Yeah. Little bread white pudding. Chocolate sauce.
Normally, I'm with you. I'll be the texture. I can't do it, but one place I'll eat it. That's it.
You know who kills the bread pudding is Del Frisco's. They have unbelievable bread pudding. It's the sauce.
You guys, at brunch? They serve it during brunch?
No, they serve it as a dessert. But as the czar of sauce, it's got this amazing...
Yeah. Sauce very important with bread pudding.
Caramel. It's unbelievable.
6:37 a.m.
Danielle would never get married on a holiday. However, when she does get married, or if she does get married, they will probably create a holiday to commemorate such a momentous occasion.
Yes, queen. It's Danielle's wedding day, and I proclaim it a holiday in the city of Boston.
Been a little bit of a project.
Another year has passed. Another year passed.
Yep.
Another year.
Well, 6.5 in the hole.
Well, wait. How long will it be a holiday? Because as we learned, if you have 10 or more partners, it'll only last a couple of years. So
a holiday's forever, sir.
Oh, okay.
Once you get that proclamation.
Okay.
Well, I'll keep telling myself that. New year, new goals.
You don't care about kids, you said.
I don't know. Honestly, at this point, I really don't know what I
want. Why don't you adopt a kid?
If I would like to have one.
I got one for you.
I'm not opposed to adoption. I've seen what friends have gone through in the adoption process, and it's absurd.
Really?
Like, I have a couple friends trying to adopt right now, and it's
well, it can't be easy.
No.
Why don't you buy one on the black market?
No, I can't buy a kid on the black market.
Buy a kid on the black market.
That's all I need. But I would like to have one. I'm good with one. That'd be fun. And the marriage thing, I'm kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, you don't care anymore?
I don't want to do a whole big wedding.
Yeah.
Years ago, I would have, absolutely. But these days, I'm like, destination wedding, my mom, couple of my aunts.
Well, you pretty much take anything now.
You hate a destination wedding.
Shut up.
Where are you going? Revere Beach?
Yeah.
Is that the destination wedding?
Hey, so I'm thinking, let's go by Kelly's.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Right? I wasn't even joking.
Throw a couple pies down at Bianchi's.
Oh, hello.
Number two on my list, by the way.
No, that's a wedding.
It'll be like combined with some other event that they already have to go to.
Right.
And they go and say, oh,
basically, yeah. Yes. So I don't have to do two things. I'm all for that.
is wedding and pub crawl.
Yeah. I'm going to do a virtual bridal shower. Yeah. Just send the gifts to the house. You don't have to show up. You don't have to watch me open dishware or friggin' spatulas or stuff I didn't put. Spatulas, asshole. Or stuff I didn't put in the registry. Because you guys know me and how picky I am. I mean, you sit there and open off-registry gifts and be like, oh, great, a teapot from Home Goods that I don't need.
She'll make AMSR YouTube videos opening all the gifts.
Yes,
too,
I will.
So she'll profit that way.
ASMR.
6:14 a.m.
Hi, Hellman. It's Dylan. Happy New Year. I have a joke for you. What happens if you eat yeast and shoe polish every day? You'll rise and shine. Adios, amigos.
End of
Love
message.
This kid. Love the adios, amigos.
What
rise
was the
and
first
shine.
Part of that? Yeast? What do you say? Yeast?
Yeah, rise.
Yeah, yeast
rise
and yeah. yeah, rise and shine.
Yeah. Get it? All right. Come
I got
on.
It. Yeah, I like it. It's good.
That's kid
yeah.
humor right
good
there.
Stuff.
I love it.
Good stuff.
Hey! There it is.
Good stuff.
Huzzah.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.